Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our love of aviation started at a young age for many of us, but we might have found it hard to experience the real thing until we got much older. Well, once again, this summer, NFC is holding their annual summer camp. The Aviation Summer Camp includes an introductory flight lesson and some of the briefings from the Private Pilot's License course, in addition to 2 hours in a glass cockpit flight simulator. I headed out to Weston to speak with the head of training at the National Flight Centre, Dara Owens.
It's really to give young people a taster of what it's like to fly. It's really aimed at people who would considering getting into aviation either as recreational pilots or indeed as airline pilots. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a sense of what it's like to fly, to study a little bit, to learn more about aviation, both on the ground and in the air.
I think at some stage, young people will say to the parents, I'd like to be a pilot, or I'm thinking of working in aviation. And they might be a bit wondering, well, where do we start? Where do we go?
Well, the problem, as I think we all acknowledge in the industry, is it's surprisingly hard for people to get information. It's all very well for us. We're accustomed every day to working in aviation, but it can be quite a challenge for young people to not just to get the information about, well, where do I learn, but also to work up the nerve to come somewhere and meet people who are in the industry already. And that's, we try to, in our summer camp program, make that an easy process and something that they'll enjoy doing and that they can see how welcome they can be within the business.
And it is about that welcome. What's the typical age profile then for somebody that it would be suitable for to go to the camp?
Well, we're looking really ideally people from about 15 to 18. Mm-hmm. So these would be sort of junior cert up to leaving cert.
What do you plan for them then when they join?
They come and get a tour of our facility. They get briefings, the typical kind of pre-flight briefings that one might get at very early lessons. We give them an introductory flying lesson, and we also give them 2 hours of simulator training. And further, then they get presentations from existing pilots and from our instructors on what it's like to be an airline pilot and what sort of path they might want to forge to becoming an airline pilot.
It's kind of interesting. Your plan then is really to lower the barriers and make it a little bit more accessible for people.
I think we believe in the, it's a bit of a cliche nowadays, but you know, if you can see it, you can be it. Mm. It's all very well to read things on websites, but it's another thing to come and meet real life human beings.
When you have people coming through the camp, and we'll talk about the facilities here in a minute and what they see, do any of them or do many of them then convert at some point to a career?
We've been doing these summer camps for well over 2 years now, approximately 3, maybe sometimes 4 a year. They're generally scheduled around the holiday break times. And I'm delighted to say that from each of the camps so far, we've had at least one conversion of students who have then subsequently become trainee pilots with us.
For the young men and women who would come on the camp, you talk about the tour of the facilities, and people mightn't have been here in the National Flight Centre, but you've got a great history, a good heritage in pilot training, and a fleet of airplanes. Tell us more.
Well, the company has been here on the field for well over 30 years. It was bought a few years ago by new owners who've put a tremendous amount of resources and creative thinking and energy into taking it on to the next level. The airfield itself has also been bought recently by a group of owners who are very pro-aviation people, and they're also making investments. So our long-term future here at Weston is secured. And we've run a number of training courses from basic private pilot's license up through commercial license, multi-instrument ratings, MCC training, helicopter training. Now we added recently helicopter PPL to our suite of courses. And we've also recently been approved for type rating training for A320 and Boeing 737.
You talk about that. That means that you obviously then have some flight simulators as well as the aircraft fleet.
We have four approved simulators here on the premises. And further then, for the type rating training, which is just really getting underway, we've been approved to use various appropriate simulators in other facilities.
Can you take me back to the routes to a commercial pilot's license? Because, you know, the idea that you could go and sign up for a course and get it all done at one go, and the idea that you can do it in a kind of a built-up way as you go along. What do you offer here?
Well, there are two main routes. We've got modular training, which is really training in segments, if you like. People who are doing modular training will typically start by doing their private pilot's license. They may be working, financing it while they're working along. They might take a little break to go back to the well, as it were, to raise some more funding. At the same time, perhaps doing their commencing their ATPL or commercial theoretical knowledge training. Kind of route then typically takes 3 to 4 years for somebody to build up to the commercial pilot's license. The other main route is integrated training, which is a full-on, full-time program. And that itself takes approximately between 18 months and 2 years to complete.
For you as head of training, what's it like when you meet some of your students later crewing an aircraft? You might be on a commercial aircraft, for example.
Well, it's very exciting, and it's funny you should mention that, because just two nights ago, I was collecting my son and his girlfriend from Dublin Airport. And as I was standing there in the arrivals area, out comes one of our students who just graduated about 6 months ago, subsequently joined a major European airline. And had just come from flying his 737 back from Bucharest. And we had a little chat, and it's immensely rewarding as a teacher and as somebody who loves aviation to watch people come in. And from those very early days, you see not only their flying skills develop, but you really see a tremendous development in them personally. And it's extremely rewarding.
Have you a philosophy of training and teaching here, again, as head of training? Like, what's important to you that happens here?
A big point we emphasize here is that the what's called theoretical knowledge training, it's not actually a term I'm 100% like. I'd prefer to call it aeronautical knowledge. But anyway, the term of art right now is theoretical knowledge. But the academic side of things we constantly stress is equally, if not more important than the actual flying side of things. You really have to know what you're doing when you're in the cockpit. And the knowing of what you're doing is very much underpinned by the academic knowledge and the theoretical knowledge. So we're really urging people to really invest enormously in that and not to regard it as a sort of add-on or something that has to be somehow gotten out of the way before they do the exciting stuff. So in concert with that emphasis on on the theoretical and the academic aspects, we also place a really huge emphasis on basic handling skills. Because notwithstanding that people get into highly automated cockpits, they really do need to know how to fly an airplane. And we put a lot of emphasis on that and for them to understanding at all times their aerodynamic situation. We've recently started teaching the advanced UPRT, upset prevention and recovery. That really is part of that. And as many of your listeners will know, airplane handling issues have now resurfaced as a safety issue within the industry, even at the highest level of aircraft. loss of control. So that's something that's very much on our menu. And, you know, we feel that apart from those, if you like, technical points, we want people to experience the joy of flying, actually being 100% confident in their flying abilities, knowing what's happening at all times, and having fun.
And we'll be back with more of this episode of Squawk 7000 after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm curious for you as the head of training and with all of the work that you've got to do, do you ever get a chance to take an airplane out and have a bit of fun?
I do. Well, it's important to keep current, for one thing, of course. Again, as many listeners will know, the moment you let a rating lapse, it becomes a nightmare often getting it back again. And so this afternoon, I'm heading out in one of our twins with a student who's just starting his multi-class rating. And that's always a lovely experience because I've always believed that getting into the twin in many ways on a when people are doing the integrated course, it's really the moment where they feel, okay, now this is getting very professional. Mm-hmm. And they've already done a lot of flying. They know how to fly aircraft, but they're stepping up now. So it's an exciting time, initially a little nerve-wracking for the student. But it's joyful as an instructor to see them ease into this then after an hour or two and really feel fantastic about their flying. These days, the modern pilot is very much not just a hands-on pilot, which they have to be some of the time, but they're as much as anything a systems manager, and they've got to understand all those systems. Mm-hmm. And that's something we do put a lot of emphasis on.
Tell me about the fleet.
Right now, we've a mixed fleet of single and multi-engine aircraft. Our single aircraft are all Cessna aircraft. Multi-engine airplanes are Beech BE-76s. But at the moment, we're just researching and hope, perhaps sneak preview here, to be able to make an announcement in a few months. We're researching a fleet replacement to bring our fleet completely up to date, especially as navigation systems have really become very much based around the glass cockpit. In the instrument rating training now, performance-based navigation training is required. It's all based mainly on satellite-type navigation, on programming as well, on databases. And the pilot really needs to understand how those systems work, how to program them properly to make sure they get to that famous destination B when they've started out from A.
From A, exactly. I'm just also conscious that there might be somebody listening to us who's thinking of doing some commercial training and has in their head that they should head off to foreign parts where the weather's better. How do you answer that one?
I think it's important to respect people's own sense of their path, to be honest with you. If somebody came to us and said, look, well, firstly, if we talk about modular students for a moment, if they said, I'm going to go and do such and such a part of the training over there, and I'll maybe come back to you guys to do some other training, we will say, well, that's fantastic. You've done the research. You've decided what suits you best. And if that's what suits you, then we're 100% behind that. For people who are looking to do, again, the entirety of their training overseas, maybe in sunnier climes, again, you know, we have to listen to their own goals, training goals, their career goals. And we're not necessarily going to dissuade them. But we will say, look, there are options here in Ireland. One thing I have learned over many years of doing this and related jobs is that when you stack up all the costs of what might look like a bargain sort of training overseas, you find that they can be pretty much the same as staying at home.
Do you have a good relationship with the airlines that ultimately, hopefully, would be recruiting your students?
Well, I think testament to that is that we've had quite a number of hires this year so far from recent graduates. We're not formally linked with any airline. Right now, we see that as a benefit. Our job is to create pilots who are eminently hireable by any airline. And that's really where we're focused. At the same time, we are researching, looking into more formal arrangements. Yeah, I think the number of hires we're getting right now is really the proof of the pudding.
And finally, I suppose the reason for our original chat was the idea of the summer camp coming up. People shouldn't be shy. You're not going to be turned away from the door if you stick your nose in and say, I'd like to learn to fly.
No, absolutely. I mean, we welcome people coming out even just to see the place. We do have open days, which are announced on our website of www.nfc.ie. We often get people coming on the camps who are, you know, 15 upwards. Well, they're going to have a few years ahead of them before they leave school, before they're eligible even to start flight training. But we want to talk to them at an early stage. We just enjoy interacting with anybody who's got ambitions to be in aviation. The summer camp is an ideal way of getting to learn that. And just a few details. It takes place during holiday breaks. Next one is on the 7th of June. There are one or two places. And for those who might be inquiring about prices, the price is €292 for the whole camp. You can go online and then inquire, book a place and make a deposit. Also, after the camp, and this has happened quite a few times, our young folk, boys and girls, and very important, we're very keen to acknowledge more females to come into the industry. And indeed, that's happening. But they come back also for additional flight lessons. So we really feel for those ones, the bug has bitten them. I mentioned the cost. And it's inclusive of getting a logbook, one of our high-vis vests. People like the swag, you know.
They do.
Yeah. The flight briefings, the introductory flight in an actual aircraft, and then 2 hours in the simulator. And all this takes place over a four-day period, a half-day attending each day.
Well, Dara Owens, thank you for joining us on Squawk 7000.
That's my pleasure, Michael.
To get the news first, subscribe now to Squawk 7000 on your favorite podcast platform.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.